DJI Osmo Pocket Review, Best Choice 2021 for you. The DJI Osmo Pocket handheld video is a small, lightweight handheld device that can be used to capture videos and photos. It has two cameras on the front side of it, which allows for 180 degrees of shooting. The Osmo Pocket also comes with a tripod stand, so you can easily set it up in different positions for recording video or shooting photos. This product is great because not only does it take high-quality video and photo shoots, but it's also very compact and easy to carry around in your bag when going out and about. In this blog post, LucidCam will go over how much this product costs, what features are included in the device itself, as well as some examples of good uses for the DJI Osmo Pocket. DJI Osmo Pocket Reviews. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=b_yik9v1say. The DJI Osmo Pocket provides video stabilization right in your palm, thanks to a small camera and a 3-axis gimbal. The DJI Osmo Pocket is pocketable and won't take up too much space on your smartphone like the larger DJI Osmo Mobile 2. Its fluid 4K resolution makes it ideal for uploading to YouTube. However, users who hate the idea of having to use professional-sized stabilization equipment will not be able to enjoy this feature. Although it isn't as durable as a GoPro, and the microphone isn't as good as the best in the world, our testing showed that this device is the true hero for smooth video and fast video transfer speeds. 25.7mm, AQIV, f2 lens, 80 degrees FOV, 12.3 inches CMOS sensor, 12MP resolution, 4K Ultra HD video, 3840 by 2160 and 24/25, 3048, 5060 p, FHD, 1920 by 1080 and 24/25, 3048, 50th, 6120 p, ISO 100-3200, built-in gimbal weight, 116 grams, 4 ounces dimensions, 121.9 by 36.1 by 28.6 millimeters micro SD slot up to 256 gigabytes LiPo 875, MAH 6.738 watt-hours battery, 140 minutes operating time for 1080p 30fps video 48 kHz AAC audio output, pros portable and easy to carry. Crisp, stable 4K video at up to 60fps panorama stitching and time-lapse options. Battery life is strong. Cons: autofocus issues, low light performance is not great. For the best experience, you will need a phone or an add-on control wheel. Promised accessories are not yet available for purchase. Audio doesn't match the video quality. Removable cover for smartphone adapter is so small that it's easy to misplace. Release date and price. Official DJI Osmo Pocket release dates were December 15, 2018. It's now more than a year since. The launch date was announced just weeks before the actual release date. There will be an event on November 28 and pre-orders. The DJI Osmo Pocket is positioned as a handheld stabilizer for mainstream users. This means that we are seeing even more silky smooth video from the average user. This is good news for anyone who dislikes shaky videos. DJI was able successfully to release the Osmo Pocket after Cyber Monday and Black Friday. Some of the best accessories were not officially released until 2019, however. The GoPro Hero 8 Black costs $349, US$329, $599. This camera is less expensive than the Hero 8 Black, which has image stabilization. There's some overlap between them. Although their applications are different, they can be used in similar ways due to the use of many accessories that may cost more that result in stabilized footage. Note, due to this camera's unique design, several exceptions were made in regards to camera settings to obtain representative results, particularly within the image quality and luminance noise boxes. Some of these Osmo products support an existing smartphone, others have built-in cameras themselves. Design. Because of its small size and excellent video quality, the DJI Osmo Pocket camera gimbal is easy to carry around. The 4K 60fps camera and wand-shaped handle of the DJI Osmo Pocket are no larger than a fun-sized candy bar. The Osmo Pocket designed a simple compact form factor that can be carried in your pocket. It measures 4.8 by 1.5 by 1.1 inches HWD and weighs in at 4.1 ounces. The body is made of solid brick and finished in dark gray. It also has a mechanical three-axis gimbal to steady the shot, unlike the recent GoPro Hero 7 Black camera, which uses built-in optical stabilization to help eliminate camera shake. Gimbal stabilization is an easy concept. Gimbals are not able to use electronic stabilization like GoPro's action cameras or optical stabilization like SLR lenses. Instead, silent brushless motors and small gyroscopes keep the camera level with the ground. It takes some calibration to achieve this. This is why the pocket's camera will move slightly when it turns on. You can calibrate the pocket via the touch interface if it isn't perfectly aligned with the horizon. Just make sure you place the pocket on a flat surface first. Between the buttons and LCD, there is a beautiful cover. Slide it off to expose a set of contacts. You can plug the pocket into your smartphone to use its companion DJI Mimo app. Both USB-C Android devices and Lightning iOS phones can be used with the pocket. You can replace either one of the supplied phone adapters for $19. DJI has removed the internal memory and instead placed a single micro SD card slot on the side. It can store media up to 256 GB, no card included. The bottom has a USB-C port for data transfer and charging. Battery life. According to DJI, the Osmo Pocket's 875 mAh battery has a record time of 140 minutes at 1080p 30fps. It met this standard without any gimbal movement during our tests with a full charge. The battery's length was reduced by choosing the 4K model and moving the gimbal about. It still lasted for an hour in real-world testing. DJI fans were concerned when the Osmo Pocket first came out that the battery was not replaceable. We found it was able to record 4K video stabilization and create short time lapses. After each take, we learned how to turn it off and adjust the auto-off idle time in the settings menu. You shouldn't let the battery deter you from considering a move. Battery life is important, but so is durability. To recharge the gimbal, we recommend purchasing one of the top portable batteries. We have been using a small Anker battery for longer shoots. Video quality. It features a 1.23 inch sensor. Apple's iPhone XS Max and the Google Pixel 3 are now up to 2.33 inches sensors, a 100 megabits per second maximum bitrate. Your phone is likely to be limited at 50 megabits per second in 2019, and an aperture of f/2.0. It produces 4K video that is slightly better than most smartphones. The results are also fully stabilized without relying solely on electronic image stabilization, ICE, optical image stabilization, or a combination of both. The Osmo Pocket's biggest advantage is its ability to stabilize 4K video footage at 30 and 60 frames per second. You can also record slow motion 1080p at 120 frames per second. It is comparable to the footage you would get from a DJI drone or the latest smartphone. The ISO range for the camera is 100-3200, and the lens has an aperture of f/2. For best results, you will want to use Osmo Pocket when it is sunny. Its most notable feature is the Osmo Pocket's camera stabilization. It is easier to use than larger stabilizers and appears to be equally reliable. This may be because the stabilization technology inside was originally created to keep drone cameras stable. Once you turn the Osmo Pocket, the camera will begin tracking anything in its path. The gimbal follows you around to create stunningly smooth footage. The Osmo Pocket's preamps aren't great, but the camera still managed to pick up sound. The audio quality of clips recorded from a loud live performance is similar to that you would get if you used a smartphone to record it. The 4K video footage from the Pocket is sharp, colorful, and rich in detail. The Pocket doesn't have as many color profiles as I would like. You can choose between normal and desync-alike. The first is the most popular, while desync-alike captures video with lower contrast and saturation. This is the flat profile method of shooting video. It's better for editors who need to adjust color. Low contrast allows for more detail in the shadows and helps to reduce blown highlights. This gives you more freedom in how your footage will look. Audio. The audio is adequate, but it won't give you the clearest sound, like an external mic can. The fact that it's facing the gimbal holder means it'll pick up your voice in most situations when you want to narrate or vlog. DJI thought of that at least, good positioning. But you'll want an external mic for anything more serious. The Osmo Pocket delivers sound quality similar to what you would get with a smartphone. Likewise, due to its small sensor, low-light video is on par with a smartphone as well. Sample video with the device took place at an impromptu concert in a New York City subway, and we did notice one flaw, and we saw a lot of frenzied YouTube commenters noticed it when viewing our video too. The sound cut out whenever the drummer hit his cymbals. It was too loud for the audio to keep recording, resulting in blips of brief silence. Modes and effects. The Osmo Pocket can record 1080p and 4K video at up to 60fps at a maximum bitrate of 100 megabits per second. It also records 1-2MP photos in JPEG or RAW. Standard issue stabilized video and photos are just two of the tricks here. DJI includes other modes, too. Motion lapses and time lapse. This is our favorite way to create time lapse videos. It can also shoot 1080p motion lapse videos. You can set up as many paths on the gimbal or via the app. For a great moving effect, the camera head moves smoothly through the pre-configured path of time lapse. It's actually a series of JPEG photos that are taken at intervals of 3 seconds to 60 secs. You'll find it useful in everyday situations because of its motion lapse effect and the small size of the DJI Osmo Pocket. A stable video is great for uploading to YouTube. The wireless module is a great companion to the battery module. It can be used to charge the battery for longer time lapses or remotely set motion paths on your big phone screen. The app will not allow you to export all time lapse videos, but you can still access the JPEGs and edit your program by connecting the gimbal to a computer. The Osmo Pocket makes it easier to capture time lapses while moving. This is our favorite feature. No more bulky motorized panoramic tripod heads for time lapses. Our phones can shoot time lapses fine, but motion time lapses are only possible with a small form factor like the Osmo Pocket slow motion. The Osmo Pocket slow motion video is quite effective but not as impressive as the 2019 smartphones. The Osmo Pocket records 120 frames per second at 1080p. This has a pleasing effect, even though it is cropped and has some noise. However, flagship phones are capable of doing it even better. For example, the Sony Xperia XZ2, Samsung Galaxy S9, and Note 9 can record super slow motion video at 960fps at 720p. The iPhone X can capture full HD video at 240fps at 1080p if you insist on it. Sony, Apple, and Samsung phones let you edit the position of the video, allowing you to switch between slow motion and real time. Samsung has an auto mode that triggers slow-mo when it detects motion within a preset area. The Osmo Pocket works more easily, you can start slow motion as soon as you press record. Face tracking. The power mode button can be used to turn the camera 180 degrees. One button, the control wheel button, is easier. The best part is that the camera can track one face from this position. Face tracking tilts and pans the camera head fluidly. This keeps your face in the frame for as long as you aren't trying to fool it with quick ninja movements. This face tracking feature is best for vloggers, but it does not work in 4K at 60fps. The other modes we tested track your face quite well. Story mode. DJI is now part of that stories craze that was started by Snapchat and copied on Instagram. Story mode, which is available on the Osmo Pocket for editing video clips to your specifications, acts as an easy tool. You can use trendy transitions such as zoom in or camera whip to move between clips. Additionally, you can add music, stickers, and titles. Although the UI is intuitive, it doesn't have as much detail as true artisans would like. For example, you can't change the title size. Worse, video exports are limited to 720p. It is quite obvious that the quality difference is so significant, we recommend using an external app with better resolution and editing control. Story mode is designed to allow you to capture short clips of social media-sized footage that include automated edits, music tracks, and camera movement. There are many templates available, including Party, which I used in the story embedded above. Still images. The Osmo Pocket can be turned on and off by holding the multifunction button. One press toggles video and stills modes, two pushes recenter the camera, and three flips it into selfie mode. You can expect stills from the Osmo Pocket to look very similar to those you get from your smartphone. The maximum file size is 12 MP. This camera works best in bright lighting. You can expect images that look very similar to standard smartphones 12.3-inch CMOS sensors and F2 lenses. The Osmo Pocket has trouble keeping up with fast-moving subjects while shooting stills. The unintentional blurring of images was a common problem I experienced while using the Osmo Pocket. It's worth noting that you can switch between photo and video modes easily on the touchscreen. This is not always a good thing. I was unintentionally able to switch the Osmo Pocket from video mode to photo mode on more than one occasion. Image quality. The image quality is comparable to a flagship smartphone. Of course, the Pocket can't compete with interchangeable lens cameras. Although it doesn't rely on as much computational photography as the Pixel 3 XL handset, it offers automated panoramic stitching. The gimbal is used to lower the ISO for shots in dim lighting. However, you will need to photograph a static subject to ensure that long handheld exposures are free from motion blur. Although the output resolution is only 4 MP, each 12 MP image is saved to the card. This allows you to stitch a full resolution shot using Photoshop. Subject motion is an issue with cameras that use multiple exposures to create wide-angle panoramas. Although the Pocket was able to stitch this city scene with no problems, vehicles and pedestrians were a problem. The 1-inch screen is tiny, so it's got a basic user interface that's designed around 4 menus that each swipe in from a different side. There are 4 menus you can swipe in from each side. These can be used to adjust settings such as the resolution or put the camera into selfie mode. DJI Mimo app. DJI Osmo Pocket, also called DJI Mimo, is very fast to connect and even more usable than the heavier-feeling GoPro app. Because the connection between the app's camera and the app was very stable, and the file sizes were often small, this is why it is so easy to use. It is very similar to the layouts for larger Osmo cameras and Mavic drones. Although the app has a lot of options, it is easy to get lost. The app makes it easy to stay connected to the camera. The app. It works flawlessly regardless of whether you are using Bluetooth via the wireless module or tethered. The main page has tutorials that play with an auto-playing sound. This is our biggest complaint. This became annoying in week 3 of using this device. Some features, which were only available to the app when it launched, e.g. Pro Mode for 24fps capture, are now available without a phone attached. If you connect to the Mimo app, the Pocket may turn off Pro Mode. To avoid this, open the app and switch on Pro Mode. Menu system. You can access different configuration menus by simply swiping across the screen in various directions. There are dedicated menus for video and image configuration options and gimbal movements. A Pro menu allows you to adjust file formats and shutter speed, ISO, audio recording volume, and white balance. After downloading the companion app to your camera and installing the adapter for your smartphone, you can use it as an external screen. This makes it easier to navigate through the sub-menus. However, we don't test this feature at the moment. Osmo Pocket accessories. Osmo Pocket controller wheel. The control wheel is the best choice for recording video with a pan and tilt motion. We were initially surprised at the lack of a 360-degree control stick, but it soon became apparent that it was easier to maintain a consistent side-to-side or up-and-down transition with a linear control design. You can flip between the two linear orientations by using the switch. Two buttons are included in the accessory, one to recenter the camera and the other to flip the camera 180 degrees. The control wheel is not required to be attached. To recenter the camera, press the power mode twice and flip the camera three times. The standard gimbal buttons were too soft and mushy to provide a good tactical confirmation. We preferred having the additional buttons on the control wheel for selfies and recenter. The control wheel can be inserted in the same slot as either the Lightning or USB-C connectors. Two buttons are included, one to switch between follow, FPV, and tilt lock modes quickly, the other to toggle between normal or selfie operation. The wheel is located to the left side of the pocket. It allows you to tilt your gimbal up and down or, with a flick of the toggle switch, to move it left or right. Wireless module. You can't wirelessly transfer videos and photos or use your smartphone to remote viewfinder without this Bluetooth and Wi-Fi base. This was quite a surprise to us. However, we found ourselves using this small base more often than usual. This makes it easier for the top heavy gimbal to stand on its own and is ideal for motion and time lapses. If you plan to record long time lapses, the Osmo Pocket has the ability to record up to 5 hours of moving time lapses per hour and never-ending, regular time lapses, then you will need to use the USB-C port on the side for continuous charging. The USB-C port at the bottom makes it almost impossible to charge the Osmo Pocket. One complaint, the USB-C port on the module is located on the opposite side of the screen. The bright screen will reflect more if the Osmo Pocket is placed against a window that has the USB-C cable attached. Waterproof case. The waterproof case protected our gimbal from water damage during an underwater snuba adventure at 4.5 meters, 15 feet, under the Pacific Ocean. It's also rated for 60 meters, 196 feet, which is well above scuba diving depths. So far, so good, right? This is because the camera is a moving gimbal and has a finite window of 90 degrees. The camera will pick up any edge around the window if it moves out of the center. The focus was not correct, which resulted in blurry photos and videos. After a few minutes, the whole case started to fog up. DJI released a black version of its underwater casing. However, we haven't tried it out to determine if there is any difference. The plastic case does not allow you to access the touchscreen. Two buttons can be pressed through the case to cycle through modes, tap record, and recenter your camera. It is pointless to flip the camera with three pressings. This would have been a much better idea if the case was shaped like a bubble dome. When submerged, stick with the DJI Osmo Action or a GoPro. Accessory mount and quick release base. The gimbal hugging accessory tray and twist lock attachment make it possible to attach the Osmo Pocket with existing GoPro mounts. This is the best way for the camera to be secured to a peak design capture clip. This is the solution to your need for a tripod mount. 3.5 mm adapter. The microphone for the DJI Osmo Pocket is okay. The first major firmware update made it even better. We also like that the microphone is located next to the screen so it can be pointed at the narrator, vlogger. A 3.5 mm adapter is required if you want everyone in the room to hear you clearly. Although DJI offers one, we found that most USB-C to 3.5 mm adapters will work. Extension rod. DJI also sells an extension rod and selfie stick. Although it was not available to us, we know it can be used as a solution for the narrow focal length and absence of a tripod mounting. The handle has buttons, a gimbal control stick, and an extendable length. There is also a 1/4 inch tripod mount missing. Charging case. It's not the case that comes in the box that is the best case for DJI Osmo Pocket, but a charging case. This case offers more protection and a built-in battery. It also has space for 4 ND filters, 2 smartphone connectors, and 2 micro SD cards. It's a great travel accessory if you have the space. Set of ND filters. DJI has finally launched a line of neutral density filter sets. These filters reduce light entering the sensor and allow for fewer overexposed photos. They also have the ability to enhance motion blur effects. While third-party filters may be cheaper than DJI's $55 price tag, you should still check out customer reviews to ensure quality before purchasing. You can get very different quality and fit. Final verdict, the DJI Osmo Pocket Camera Gimbal is portable and can record almost anything. It will provide stabilized footage that's better than any top-of-the-line smartphone. The 4K footage can be captured at 60 FPS and moves like an old Hollywood crane. Motion time lapses can also be taken that look just like professional cameras. Osmo Pocket offers 3 gimbal modes, follow, tilt, locked, and FPV. You'll get better results with a DSLR, mirrorless camera when it is paired with a larger gimbal or a motorized panoramic tripod head. The Osmo is light and easy to carry around. This is where the Osmo becomes a great value for YouTubers or consumers who want beautiful vacation videos without any shakiness. Conclusion: the Osmo Pocket feels like a good option to capture additional BTS footage during a large shoot or PAV videos for influencers and vloggers. The Osmo Pocket's simplicity will not intimidate anyone just starting out in content creation. It could also be a great starter camera if you have kids interested in video production. If mobile photography is your thing, then we think this could be a good investment. I hope you find this article useful. Read more: DJI Osmo Action Review, Best Choice 2021 for you. DJI OM4 Review, Best Choice 2021 for you.